Governor Scott brought his statewide push to add more funding for STEM courses, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, to Pensacola Monday morning. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the funding is part of Scott's Keep Florida Working initiative.
Speaking to a crowd of elected officials, scientists, and students at the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, the governor said he's asking lawmakers for $1 million in STEM funding for kindergarten through high school.
It's going to help our STEM teachers get paid summer internships at companies like this right here, where they can come and learn what's happening. And so they can go back and say, this is what's happening out there, and excite their students. We also have $30 million in our budget this year for workforce training in the STEM occupation, and $5 million to incentivize our state colleges.
In the past 4 years, Scott says there's been growth and significant opportunities for those who earn degrees in the four STEM subjects.
A lot of these 269,000 job openings we have in the state right now are in the STEM arena. As we get more people educated in the STEM arena, we're going to get more and more and more jobs, and they're good paying jobs.
Obviously, this is something that's been a challenge for the state of Florida, but the brain drain has specifically hit Pensacola hard. We obviously have talent, but you know, if we can't keep those brains here and that academic talent here, then we're really dropping the ball.
State Representative Clay Ingram, a Republican from Pensacola, serves on the House Education and Appropriations Committees and the Joint Legislative Budget Commission.
The first time we all met as a delegation with you after you were elected, before you were sworn in as governor, you shared your vision with us, obviously framed around bringing jobs to the state, but you made it clear that opening up a philosophy shop wasn't going to pay the bills, but STEM degrees will.
This is the kind of initiative that will transform education in a meaningful way.
Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas was also on hand. His district operates 57 career academies in middle and high schools that provide training in the STEM fields.
We can all talk about what we want for our children and our grandchildren, but at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want them to have a job, and we want them to go in a field that will make work not work, but make it fun and meaningful, make our community better. I want to see my granddaughter stay in this community. I want to see your children, grandchildren stay in this community.
Governor Scott's budget proposal will be considered by lawmakers this spring as they draw up a final spending plan for the fiscal year that begins on July 1st. While at IHMC, he was asked what the STEM and other education proposals in his budget could mean for Northwest Florida in general and Pensacola in particular.
All the funding we have for education creates an opportunity for the Pensacola area, whether it's the per pupil funding for K-12 or technical schools, whether it's for our STEM teachers, the paid internships, workforce training, the $10,000 degrees at our state colleges. But you have a lot of opportunities here. Pensacola is growing. People want to live here. They want to move their businesses here. So it's an exciting time.
The governor has announced a similar events around the state that 16 companies have agreed to take part, including Gulf Power and IHMC. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.